I see some new faces on the call. Shout out to Billy, who had an awesome, if you haven't seen the selfie with him with the Remedy bottle in his ear, I thought that was hilarious. So good job on that. I'm waiting for Prissy to hop on, but while I do, we're going to have a really exciting new promotion coming out on Friday to celebrate the No Tax Week. So remember that Prime sale that we did where everything was 50% off all the Prime boxes and there was an unlimited amount? We're going to be doing the same thing for Aura. So definitely let your customers, give them a heads up, and then they'll be that special when they check out. It'll just allow them to have the 50% off, which is awesome. We also will go over our July rank advancements tonight, and we'll also cover part two of our rank up series, but we'll take a deep dive into some of the reporting that's really helpful in seeing what your team's doing, exactly who you need to motivate, and how to place people. So Prissy is going to be joining us, and I see she's on, so let me make her co-host. And then we have a PowerPoint we'll bring up as well. And I know you see my notes behind me of the reporting we'll go over, but I also put a PowerPoint together, so it'll be a little bit easier to follow along. So I'm gonna unmute Prissy and share my screen, and we'll get started, guys.
Thank you, Samantha. And thank you all for letting me come and go over this amazing way we do things with trying to help everybody rank up. I tell you, I will tell y'all really quick, we started a small class on, what is it, Wednesdays, right? Wednesday. So we want to tell you all about that. We want to tell you about it now, and then we'll tell you again about it for those that come in late. It's Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, right? Mountain Time. Right. I think it's 12 o'clock Mountain Time. Okay. So we started off helping some of the people in the UK because they're growing so fast over there. So what we decided to do was try and, just help everybody. We had a lot of people get on the call, learned a lot. So that's what we love about this, is we're here to help everybody. So with that being said, if anybody got to see the interview with Lloyd, he was growing so fast, guys. And that's what ends up happening. And, when you get in one of these companies, especially ours, you grow so fast. So the person that sponsored you might not know more than what you know. So, you try to get every bit out that you can get out of it. So let's just go and let's take what I taught him. And as far as looking how to rank, when I got a hold of him, he was 1K. And with as many people he's had in his back office, I felt like he should be a lot higher. So I started looking at his back office. So let's just go in, and this is what we do on a regular. This is what I do every single week on a Monday, okay? First thing I do is I go to my dashboard. So if everybody wants to pull out their phone, if you're on your phone, it's okay. You can still look at it if you like. Pull up your dashboard. But go to the Go Recruit and click on the office. Okay, click on your office and go in the back office. All right, you can look at it as we go. The first thing I do is I go down and I look at the dashboard. All right, so this happens to be Lloyd's. All righty, so it's, you just show where he's right now. He's at 8K. He has his personal volume is 135. His customer volume, moving from 8K to 12K, it goes from 200 to 300, guys, okay? So you got to know that. That's the one thing when you start getting higher rank, you have to go to your customer volume as 300, all right? So he has that in place, all righty? So, and it will show you some other things, but I don't look at that at this time. What I do then is I take everybody to your team proactivity. So you'll go to your genealogy and go to team proactivity. And what you're going to do is everything is ranked on a 5 week. So remember, we start on a Monday, we end on a Sunday. Okay. You start on a Monday, end on a Sunday. So this volume happens to be, and you can pull it up and join along with us. Okay. So if you look at the volume dated, it starts 7/8. This is our 5 weeks. 7/8 starts on a Monday. It ends 8/11. So do know we're just in on Monday. Okay. So you still got this whole week to bring in volume. Okay. So you're only on Monday. We still have 6 days to bring volume in. That's why I do it on Monday, because it gives you time to work and see what you need to do to bring the volume to where you need it to be. Okay. So he has on his one leg that has Cynthia Gardner has 4,800 points, 4,835. On Paul Gardner, it's 1435. So we know this is his weakest leg. Okay. And then the last one is around 5100. That's Kay's leg. So if you will go then, I always have print out the one page comp plan. Okay. If you print it out, you can always follow along and go and do it every week. No matter if you just started in the company, just do that. Okay. So go to the one page comp plan and you will see what we want to see is what we can accumulate at 8K, what he's looking at for 8K. All right. Let's see. If you're following along and you're star and you want to make one star, star one, look and see what your qualified group volume you would need off of each leg. Okay. So this is your group volume. Samantha's showing it. To be star, you have to have 400. You can use 1,000 points if you're trying to come up with 1K. No, I'm sorry. Group volume, max per team. Go over one column to the right. There. I'm sorry. 200 per leg. Okay. For star, 500 per leg to be 1K. To be 2K, you can count 1,000 points. And as far as star K, you can count 2,000 points per leg. 8K is 3,200. And in Lloyd's circumstance, it'll be 4,800. Okay. So what we're going to do, is there somebody not muted?
I'll get him.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so 4,800. So follow along. Get your points of what you can have. So write that magic number down as far as group volume max per team, okay? So whatever you're trying to rank up to, look and see what your max per team is, and y'all follow along, and you add yours as you go. Lloyd's happens to be 4,800. So go back to the team productivity. Okay, so on Cynthia Gardner's leg, he has 4,800. So what can he count for his first leg? He can only count 4,800. He can't use the extra 35 points. So that's 4,800, guys. Okay. Now we know that Paul's leg is the one that's lacking. So he can use every bit of that. It's 1,435. All right. And then the last one is 5,105. So he can only use 4,800. So I would add 4,800 twice because that's what he can use for two legs. Sorry, give me a second. Trying to get that going. And then the 1,435. So he has a total of 11,035 points. Now, we do know that you can only count 100 points of your personal volume. That is your auto ship, okay? You can only count 100 points. So if you have 200 points or 135, you can only count 100 of it. So we're going to add 100 to that. Thank you, Samantha, for doing that. And then he can use all of his current customers PV, every bit of it. And that's 347. So with that being said, 11,482 points is what he has currently. He needs 12,000 points, guys. He only needs 518 points. Well, so what would you do to find out what you need and how would you go about doing it? So I suggest what you do is go to Tabular Genealogy. All right. And I want you to go to Tabular Genealogy, and I want you to pull up, of course, it's Paul's leg you want to do. So let's go to Tabular Genealogy, and to pull up everything underneath Paul, you would put in up there where it says search, you would put in Paul Gardner, all right? Because you want to know what Paul's, everybody that's underneath Paul, Paul and everybody underneath them. So you would go on and put that up there, and you would press reset, correct, Samantha? The reset button. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, the reset button.
In line. And then you'll also know by looking at the levels that Paul, anytime it's, you see one, that means it's on your front line, and then it just goes down in order of how far deep it goes.
Yes. So what is great about this, and I use this all the time for so many things, and I'll tell you why. So if you look over there where Samantha was at, where it says status, green means that you are active. You are active with 100 points or more. Okay, that means you're active. You qualify as a personal autoship, and you have enough to do that. Okay. Anything on the yellow means that he personally sponsored these people. Alrighty. So now let's look at the second one. The second one is Lloyd Gardner. This is his son. He's a blue. Now, blue does not mean that they have no autoship. You have to go over and see if they have a current personal autoship. And that is over. Can you point to that, Samantha, over to the right, the personal, the where it says current personal order volume. Right there, whoa, right there. See, so you can see right there, he's blue because he has no auto ship, okay? That's what I would do. I would personally go down and I would talk to every single person that I personally sponsored, in this case, Lloyd, and I would see what they need for an auto ship and try and get their auto ship done, okay? If he done five people with an auto ship of 100 points, guess what? He makes 12K, that easy. Okay, let's say they can't do a whole 100. Let's say they can only do 50. Well, then you would need 10. to buy one bottle to get an auto-ship. So they're at least ranking and trying to get there to it, okay? So I would go down that whole line underneath Paul, and that's the first thing I would do. I would actually go in and make sure everybody has an auto-ship. That's the easiest way to do it. And sometimes, guys, it's simply showing them how to create one. Some people don't even know how to, you know, how to do it at that time. And just show them how to do that. So you go on down and you can see there's a lot of people that are doing that, but there's another way you can also do it. But in this, you can also pull up everybody that has a rank, okay? And to pull up a rank, current rank in there, you would actually just click current rank and it shows everybody that's ranking underneath you, okay? That also is beneficial if you know which one of your leaders are up underneath there. But going back to Lloyd's, he doesn't need much to do that. He just needs a few, and he will do it this week. He's there. We will all get to congratulate him on 12K because he's worked hard at it, and he will be there. So let's stop there because that's about what I do when I go to try and reach to help people reach that level. You know, of course, you can always bring in more people and set them under Lloyd's leg. Okay. I mean, under Paul's leg to bring up more points underneath there. You also can, if you need more product, okay, you can always add more product, go to the last person on that leg, on the team. And what that does is it brings points all the way up. And if I'm not making myself clear, we'll make that easier for you in one of our team meetings so you can see it a little bit closer. Okay, so let's go into what we do for leaderships, okay? Let's say you're a leader, and you're trying to make a rank from 2K to 4K, all right? What I do is, even if it's a small team, guys, we all started out small somewhere. We started somewhere, right? So what I like to do is I like to go up to the tabular genealogy and go back and show you the ranking. And if you got like four people that's made star, show them how to get to 1K, all right? And it's going to show you. If you'll look at Sheila Johnson, she's 1K. She needs to be shown how to get to 2K. And go to her, you know, to her tabular genealogy and go to, you know, do all that and do the same thing we did for Lloyd. You would sit down with everybody on a Monday, one at a time or a group, and simply map out a, you know, a plan to make it to the next rank. What this does is it's building your people up to build you up. Okay. You can personally build you or you can build your people up. All right. Let's say you don't have a team yet. Let's say you came in and you strictly are trying to make 1K. You've made star and now you want to be 1K. All right. In doing so, hey, if somebody's wanting to ask questions or something, Samantha, stay on it, please. All right. Because I can't see. What you want to do is you want to sit down with them and help them either by being bringing people in or simply bringing more customers in. I know Karen, I've worked with her for 2 or 3 months and now she does this every week with her team. Now, sometimes it takes a little longer to get it. You know, sometimes you don't make rank like you want to. But just working hard at it, getting numbers, and playing with numbers is the only way you're going to get it, I promise you. And the more you play with them, the quicker you get it, right? When your team gets it, it's easier. So not only are you building you, but you're building your team to build you, okay, if that makes sense. Helping your team achieve rank helps you achieve a higher rank, okay? So if you went down and took everybody that was a member and helped all of them just rank star, that's huge, guys. That's a big accomplishment because that's going to give you a lot more numbers. And anybody that's already star or 1K or 2K, work with them. We call it a frenzy, okay? If you take somebody on your team and help them get to a star, it's a frenzy. They want to keep star until they move on to the first, you know, until they make star 1K. Oh my goodness, you will be amazed at how they're doing everything they can to keep that rank, but then moving forward to make the next rank. It's fun. It's a fun game, but it's fun when you're making money. Let's see, Samantha, I can't see. Can you read what Colette said? I think she said something. Might be asking questions.
Help enough people get what they want. You will have everything you want, and there's no I in team.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Colette. That is absolutely true. And that is the lovely of it. I love this part of it because you're helping build people. And by doing that, you're just a great team that's just having fun. And, you know, you do everything you can to help them. And I'll tell you, you know, without even a lot of times, some of us leaders need more product. And anybody that does these conventions and stuff do believe y'all need product. So I know Colette doesn't go and put every bit of that underneath her. I know what she does. I know her as a leader. She goes and finds somebody to put it under and brings numbers up. Well, when we were ordering the 5,000 bottles, I only needed one underneath me. I think I bought four or five bottles and I put them underneath different people to help them rank. Okay. So that's how this frenzy started, was with the 5,000 bottles. Samantha, is there anything you want to add to any of this?
The only thing I would add would be in this report specifically, if you're a numbers person and you like to kind of, you know, move numbers around and manipulate them, you can actually download the genealogy report and it'll open up in Excel. So it just makes it really easy to contact or pull all the people's phone numbers or filter it how you like. And then anytime in this report that you see it, the words underlined, it just means when you click on it, it will filter it by either greatest to least or least to greatest. So that's another nice feature here.
Yes,
as well. Great.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great tool, guys. I mean, to pull this up, I pull it up every Monday morning along with trying to sit down with those that are trying to make ranks. So now this is a big thing that I want to talk to people about in placing your team, okay? I looked at it, and I tell you, I think Colette, a lot of people came to me and said, wow, you know, you're helping Lloyd. He really should be a bigger rank with many people he's putting in. Yes, that is true. But when you first come in and you don't know what to do, you try to help everybody. Okay, so what he actually done is he went over and he started putting his three lines in, and I think his mom was the first person he put in. Of course, everybody wants to help their mom, right? And I asked that question in the interview. He actually put his three people in, and he went back and put two people underneath his mom. See, my theory is this, guys. If you build three strong legs, okay, your leader builds three strong legs. I'm building three strong legs. Lloyd is building three strong legs, and what ends up happening is, people have to do 2/3 of the work. He's already done 1/3 of the work for them. They only have to come in and build two legs. They can still count his legs. So if you go all the way to the left over here, you're right there. This is his long leg right here. And he's building a strong leg. So what has happened is Kay has come in, which is this long leg. All she's had to do is come in and build two legs. Okay? Two legs. That's all she's had to do is build two legs. Now, you will see that somehow at the beginning, he placed people, you know, he has two people. If you look under K, or not K, but I'm not sure who this person is here in the middle. He's put somebody there. He just started building. He was trying to help everybody. So what I've done is I've calmed him down and made him start building one strong leg. So everybody has to build two. Okay. Move it over. So let's see Cynthia's leg, his mother's leg. Oh, did we take that? Can you move it over so we see the leg over to the left?
It's out of the...
Oh, is it out of picture? If it's out, it's okay. It doesn't matter. Right. If it's out, it's out. But the concept of it... Okay, that'll work. I'll take that too.
Okay.
That's fine. Can you move it over so we can see a little bit? Okay, here we go. All right, so this is where we took over and there was some little mishaps, okay? We had to fix them. So what ended up happening is we had this this one called Wright. And Wright is one of Lloyd's spots. He sponsored him. And then he has down here on the left is one of his lines. Well, somebody comes in and they put in four people. Well, all they literally have to do is build two legs. So this is the concept I have. I would put all these four on one leg right there. Why would I do that? Because now you have all these people helping each other and they have numbers there. And I would build it until they're 4K. When you make 4K, then I would go over and build your third leg. So you see, you got Lloyd building his leg here, where Samantha, where you're at, that's Lloyd building his leg, building the main leg. And then here is where Wright would build the second. So those four people, I would put all four of them in a row. Listen, numbers brings excitement. People bring excitement. People bring excitement when they have more people. They're helping each other. If you stick somebody over there by themselves, they're stuck in, you know, by themselves. You know, they have no help until they either bring somebody in or somebody else brings somebody in. But if I was this right, which the one that Lloyd sponsored, this right person, I would not build anything in the center leg or the right leg. I would only continue building that left leg. Why? Because it guarantees this right person only has to build two. If he continues to build strong, they'll never have to put anybody over there. And trust me, it worked out. It works out great because that's how I'm building, and that's how I'm building a lot of people in my downlines, and they're making it, okay? Once you make 4K, then you start bringing in that third leg, all right? And you will reach the rank of 8K a lot faster than if you would have split the three legs up. It's proven, it's happening, and it's amazing. Go ahead, Samantha. You want to go over that one?
Sure. And Prissy, thank you so much for your leadership and your guidance with all this. I mean, you've opened my eyes to so much that I didn't realize before too, and it's just incredible. And it really makes so much sense that when you learn to rank up and you teach your people to rank up, you just work together so much better as a team, and you could all benefit from, you know, each other's CV. So I hope that this was helpful for everybody. And on the topic of ranking, I want to go over quickly while we have time our rank advancements for last month, because what a great way to end out the call, right? And then if Jay's on, I would love for him to say a quick something as well. So I'll make sure he's available too. But so for star last month, we had several rank advancements. So we had Candace Langham, Chloe Michelle, Connie Maddock, Jeremy and Terry Lynn Balagu, and I'm sorry if I butchered your last name, Kathy Sawatsky, Keisha Davis, Lisa Lewis, Sonia Scott, Stacey Gray, Stephanie Rushton, Tarina Bennett, and then for 1K, we had Julia Downer, LaVon Garrettin, Winston Walters, and then 2K was Carrie Kovich, woo, Maria Reed, and then the big one, drum roll, Mr. Lloyd Gardner at 8K, and that's perfect because last week's call, if you missed that, we actually have the replay available on Gemini University and in your back office under training as well. But, you know, Percy's been working a lot with him, so I'm just so proud of both of them for all of their hard work. And as you see with his numbers from this presentation, he'll be at 12K probably by the end of the week, so that's pretty awesome. So I'm sure he'll love to see this in the morning. And then also, if there was any specific questions that you guys had, I'm gonna just end this really quick. If there was any specific questions that you had, please let us know. Percy, as you could see, is the numbers guru. And if you wanna hop on our training every Wednesday, it's called the New Distributor Training. So it's also in your Go Recruit app as well under the events. So the Zoom link is in there. Make sure you share it with all the new people that you sign up. I also posted the latest Blitz team numbers because we've got one more week of that in Gemini University. So if you haven't checked that out already, please do. And then let's see if Jay's available to hop on really
quick. Here, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
That was great information. Chrissy, that was very, very helpful. Love seeing that. I'm actually learning a lot. I was learning a lot while, so I'm taking notes. Anyway, and yeah, it looks like Lloyd is about to hit 12K. Congratulations on all the rank advancements. That is awesome to see. And Colette had a really good point. All boats rise in the tide, and that's, you know, help enough people get to where you want to be, and you're going to get there. And that's something big. Don't just look at what can I do to grow myself, help your people hit rank, and that will do amazing things. Also, get the product in people's mouth and follow up. The easiest way to build something is, you know, our products are instant gratification. They are that good. You know, go change a bunch of lives, put the product in people's mouth, and I'll tell you, you're going to have a customer, you're going to have an associate. So that's very proud of everybody this week. Like they said, got one more week left of the contest. And, you know, let's go out and change some lives. But anyway, thanks everybody for being on. And God bless. We'll see you all soon.
Thank you so much, Jay. And that's so true. Just get some remedy in people's mouths and the other amazing products that we have. Keep sampling out and keep on the lookout for that Aura special. We will definitely give you some verbiage that you can share with your prospects and customers to help promote that as well. Thanks, guys. Selfie contest, yes. And the selfie contest ends at midnight tonight. So if you haven't already taken your selfies, make sure you do. And if you have any specific questions on posting, let us know. Thanks, guys.